Shavua Tov to everyone. This week, instead of beginning at the beginning of the Parsha, let's begin at the end of the Parsha and see some Divrei Torah on the things that come at the end of the Parsha. One of those things is the story of the man. Instead of giving them food, Hashem waits for them to feel their dependence on Him and then provides them with the man. And Hashem says in Perek Tes Zayin Pasuk Dalet that the experience of the man will be more than just a way of the Jewish people receiving food, but it will be a test to see whether the Jewish people are ready to receive the Torah. L'man anachenu hayelech b'torati imlo. We'll speak over the next few days about why the story of the man is a test for this, but let's begin today with the comment of the Sforno. The Sforno says, L'man anachenu hayelech b'torati k'sheyiye mitparnes shelo b'tzar k'amram zal lo nitna Torah elo lo ochle aman. The Sforno says, the man was a precedent for the Jewish people having their needs provided for them without having to go through the difficulty of working for them. This is the ultimate test, says the Sforno, we need to pass in order to receive the Torah. Because, says the Sforno, ultimately God intends for us to be able to receive what we need without difficulty, without suffering. And the question is, when things become easier for us, do we use our time, energy, and resources to grow in Torah? Receiving the food as man was a test to see what the Jewish people would do in a situation where they had it provided for them and were able to pursue other pursuits. We know that work can be hard, and in our days is hard as well. But we live in a time where people have more free time, more free energy, and get to decide what they want to devote it to. To a large extent, we're back to the time of the man and a time where we have to show our priorities and what we're interested in committing ourselves to. When we receive God's gifts in a way that we have time, the question is whether we pass the test of Hayelech B'Torati Imlo. And in fact, it may very well be a test. And hopefully we take advantage of whatever God gives us easily to use our time, energy, and resources for Torah and meaningful pursuits, so that God will bless us by continuing to provide what we need in an easy way, so that we can continue to devote our time to things that matter.